Greetings to all the ardent listeners of Priceless underscore LA7OLA. Welcome on board flight Priceless underscore LA7OLA. It's good to have you all glued to your seats for Priceless underscore LA7OLA. Kindly tighten your seatbelt as we take off podcast show. Good morning, all the ardent listeners of Priceless underscore LA7OLA. Good morning on an early rise, wherever you may or could be around the world. Good afternoon from a bright side, and a lovely evening to every one of you. Welcome to another episode of my podcast show. I'm here to talk to you about relationship, communication, and slaying for your man. I know this is an odd topic, which most of you have not seen me talk about before. And then peradventure, any of you knows me. I know you'll be wondering, is she romantic? Is she lovely? Is she homely? Let's take the flight together, then you definitely find out if truly Priceless underscore LA7OLA is romantic. I would love to usher you in with some romantic songs. If you are not romantic at this minute, at this moment, and at this hour, I promise you that before the end of the podcast, even if you do not have a man to yourself, you'll feel like having a new man, no matter who it is. Let no one criticize you. We all get criticized, but what matters most is you loving the person and the person truly loving you back. When a man loves you 90%, definitely you have no problem. So let's get started on this podcast this morning. So I'll be playing you some song this morning to usher you in. Yes.
Why does it?
Welcome back. If it isn't love, why is she still on your mind? Why is it still on your mind? Why are you all looking for each other all together if it isn't love? If it isn't love, why are you into a relationship? When we say relationship, relationship is a connection or an association that is mingling together, connected together, not by birth, but by relationship, by marriage, by romantic or sexual involvement. But when I talk of relationship this morning, I'm not talking about sexual intimacy, because when you put sexual intimacy first, you will get the best relationship out of a man. The best relationship comes when you are both friends, eliminating sex. Ladies, I need to speak to you directly now. You do not need sex to gain a man's relationship or attention or to gain his love. You go into a relationship because you need a companion. You need someone to talk to, you need someone to share your views and idea with. You need someone whom you could feel happy with. You need someone whom you could rest your head on his shoulder and feel great. You do not need frolicking up and down, having two lovers, three, four, all in the name of I want so much money. Are you truly in a relationship? because you truly love that person. If it is a love, why are you going into the relationship? You need to define your relationship with your man. You need to let the man know you truly love him. The man too needs to let the woman know he really loves her, not by having so many acquaintances, so many girlfriends, so many man friends, and then you say you are in a relationship, then you are not in any relationship. Relationship has their own ups and downs, and then each individual or every individual is being tested by this up and down. The up and downs in a relationship will actually let you know if the man is actually or truly in love with you. I know the age or the era has passed when we used to say there is true love. Nowadays, I know there's still true love, but the percentage is not as much as it used to be in the olden days. Then you don't see women to time in, you don't see men to time in. But this time around, everybody just wants to have a fling, a one-night stand. Do you actually need that? Some people are even into relationship all because of money. You don't need a man with money. You need a man who will always be there for you. You need a man who is so caring, who is so loving, who is ready to lay his life down. I know a lot of saying, should a man lay his life down? What's the benefit of it? There are so many benefits. I will always tell you, ladies, let a man love you more than you love the man. In that way, you earn your respect. If you are in a relationship, be truthful to your partner. Because by being fully trustworthy, truthful, loyal, you earn that man's respect. You earn your own dignity. Because even if the man travels for a year, he could trust you. Because he knows definitely you will not be hanging out with another man. And same goes for the man. The woman wouldn't think you are having an affair. Let the woman know that and let her feel doubt-free that you do not have another sexual partner outside there. Whatever you need from your partner, you give it to your partner. I'll be playing you another song. And then after that song, I will come back and we'll be talking about communication in relationship. So please stay tuned and listen. Thank you.
Feeling, yourself completely, you got it in me. You need a help.
Yeah, ladies, don't need a man that gives you money. Communication, like I said, is very, very paramount and important in a relationship. Either your boyfriend, your husband and wives, when you communicate together, you sit down together, you dialogue together, it makes your relationship stronger and it works stronger than you expect. Even when there are issues, you'll be able to tell the man everything without lying to the man. You'll be able to express your feeling, and then the man himself will definitely know that yes, you truly love him. Without communication, there won't be a perfect relationship or a perfect marriage. Communication, it's very, 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 very important in life. And then, what do you need to communicate about? You need to communicate about so many things before you go into marriage. A lot of women rush into marriages nowadays without communicating with the man. You need to let the man know who you are actually. Like I used to tell ladies, me, I love slinging, because that's the third part we'll be talking about. Let the man know the kind of clothing you wear. If he's able to abide by it, your relationship will be perfect. And if he's not ready, definitely, you know, if you can change or adapt to his own lifestyle. When you wear a miniskirt, a bumper short, outer neck, low back, belly button, and so many, if the man does not see it attractive, you are just wasting your time. But when you communicate and you alter and you both tell yourselves the importance or the essence of you wearing it, and you both see reason in it, I don't think there will be any discrepancy or grudge in your relationship. When you and your partner both have the same passion drive, definitely that relationship is going to be on the higher side. So always endeavor to communicate in relationship. I know I do not have so much time, but I'll be going into slaying after this lovely song. Because we have short time and limited time for this episode of Relationship, Communication, and Slaying for Your Man. So please stay tuned and listen to this song. Thank you so much. The man, the woman will still be in love with you when you slay. What do we call slay? Sexually dressing to kill the man. I know a lot of people might criticize me on this, but it's sexually murdering the man, because when you dress romantically, you dress sexually, you dress below your age. I don't see any reason why a man would look outside. Men are so, don't let me use the word, but they love what they see from the outer part. Before they go into the inner mind, you as a wife, you've given birth quite all right. Do you still steal for your man sometimes? Do you make him feel and appreciate you that this was the woman he met years ago? Do you wear those romantic clothes? Even if you do not oblige to wearing it outside, do you wear it inside the house? Do you make him feel sexually aroused or sexually attractive to you? Some of you married women, your children are in the boarding house, your children are in the universities, it's remaining you and your man at home. How do you slay sexually for this man? How do you arouse him? What and what do you do when you are put together? Then you complain he's going outside to look for another younger lady, or even not a younger lady, but a lady of his own age. I've talked to you about relationship, communication, and slaying for your man this morning. I hope you imbibe this. It might not be an everyday affair, but you could find a weekend if you are a busy woman or a busy man to take your wife outside on a weekend to just feel happy and have fun. Some men take their wives to the club. They dance off. By that, they are connecting together. They are interacting together. They are making themselves happy. And I don't see such relationship falling or dwindling. I hope you imbibe this into your culture and then you'd take to it and adapt to it. This is Priceless_Eli7ola telling you that hope you had a wonderful flight on board Priceless_Eli7ola this morning. To all the ardent listeners of Priceless_Eli7ola, I wish you an early rise wherever you may or could be around the world. I wish you a bright side afternoon and a lovely evening wherever you may or could be around the world. Please do not forget to always slay for your man. Thank you, and hope to have you on board some other time. Not too far, but very soon. Love you all, and please always slay for your man. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Bye.